We're here at the Sandport House today. I'm just going to tell you a little bit about what happened to me. I'm an asylum seeker from Zimbabwe, and I've been reporting from 2004 until today. Last year, I happened to come and report. I was reporting once every month, but last year, when I came to report, I was detained. I was told that my case has come to an end. It's just the way they do it. They tell you a senior immigration officer wants to speak to you and you're put in a small office. Then the next thing you see is four big guys coming into the room, turning you around, remove your jacket, remove your shoes, and you get searched. And then all of a sudden, they tell you you are detained. And you ask, why am I being treated this way? And they tell you, we are just doing a procedure. To be honest, I was not happy about the way I was treated. It was like I've committed some crime of some sort. And all they had to do was to tell me I've been detained because my case has come to an end. And then thereafter, I was taken to the back of the room where I met other people that had been detained earlier on that morning, because I was detained in the afternoon. There was like about eight of us that day from different nationalities. And then it took them the whole day to actually remove us from Sandford House and take us to the detention centres. We arrived, they took me to a place called the Owlswood, which is in Bedford, and we arrived there 12 midnight. The whole day they kept us Sandford House, giving us sandwiches, crap sandwiches, from what I noticed, because they'd all expired and I didn't even eat one. I spent the whole day drinking water, cold water. Midnight, we get there, they tell us they finished serving the food. We went to bed the following day. We came back and then we were given like rooms. I was lucky because I was supposed to go to a single cell, because on my arrival, they told me that they've heard things about me, that I was very rude and I was not cooperating. It's simple because of the way I was being treated. I was not treated like a human being. I was being treated like as if I had killed somebody or something. Honestly, I think they should change the way they are treating asylum seekers. They should treat us like human beings. It's not a crime to claim asylum.
I have read the papers and I have read the news of desperate situations, asylum being refused. Ignorance is here again, it never went away. It's a brand new kind of hatred, but still it feels the same.
It's like a small prison. It's like you're living in hell. There are people that I met that have been staying in the detention centers for more than 2 years. Honestly, I don't know why. They should just get on with our cases, sort them out, and tell us what the results are, rather than detaining us and keeping us for no reason. I'm not happy personally, and I'm sure the rest of the girls that I met there were not happy as well. There are some, the unfortunate ones, that were deported, and some that are still in the country, and some that still report like every day. Well, I report like every week, once every week, and some girls report like every day. I don't know if it's been changed for them now, but at the moment that's how the situation is. Just have to keep reporting until everything comes to an end. But until when? That's the question. Until when?
Ships arrived at Tilbury in 1948. They knew not what the score was until it was too late. This one's for the parents who had to bear the brunt. And this one's for the children who had to face the front.
Because I had no idea what happens when you claim asylum. I thought I was going to be taken, given a home or something, and taken care of, and I really didn't expect much, but the fact that I was looking forward to a better home and better environment, actually, from the one that I had come from. And then here I come. I've never been in jail before, but my experience in a detention center is just as good as being jailed, honestly, because of the way I was treated all the handcuff thing, honestly, I don't like it. One, if they don't give you benefits or give you any housing, if they don't give you any accommodation, how do they expect us to leave? Like, I've been here since 2002 and I've never been allowed to work. I've been depending on relatives, but at the moment, all of a sudden, things have changed because people grow up and they have families. When I came 2002, my relatives didn't have families, but now they have their own family. They can't support me. I went to the Refugee Council to claim accommodation and benefits, and I was told I'm not entitled to it. So how am I supposed to work? How am I supposed to live? I can't work. I can't go to school. I can't do anything. I mean, that's not fair. At least then, if they could allow us maybe to work and make a living for ourselves, if it's too much for the government, or maybe find a way of changing the whole system for us, because it's not that all of us, all we want is to get things, free things from the government. We are able to work, we are able to go to school. That's all that we want, better ourselves. I mean, even if it means working and paying tax, the government will benefit from that as well. So, but they don't consider all that. So it's really making life difficult as well for us. The guys with the yellow shirts and the black trousers, they are the ones that are called the escorts. They are the ones that beat us up and force us to go back to our countries and tell us, why did you come to Britain? Go back to your country. You come here to take away our jobs and our money. They employ our own people so that we hate our own people. If you go in there now and see the security guards, they are all foreigners. Why? They do that so that we hate our own people. But that's not it. It's because they make them have that kind of heart, and they are not like that. They claimed asylum, they got their papers, they look for jobs in places like this. If it was for me, I wouldn't look for a job in a place like this where I would have to deal with people from other countries, because it would hurt me to see how they are treated. I don't like the whole idea. It's just not acceptable. But you can't choose for people, can you? You can't. Right, there was one incident at Yalzu Detention Center. A girl had been given 3 flights to go back to Zimbabwe. The last flight that she got, she refused to come out of her room. She locked herself into the bathroom, and they broke the door, they opened the door, they pulled her out naked. They recorded her naked, pulling her out of the room, taking her to the van. They put her in the van naked, covered with a blanket. They took her all the way up to the airport with nothing on. And they denied everything. They say they never did that. We tried to contact the MP, they denied. They say that they don't have any video cassette, any proof that they did that. But what can you do? No evidence. We had no evidence. It was all coming from our mouths. There was nothing we could have done. It was all coming from our mouth. We didn't have anything on a video, anything on anything to actually say this is what happened. She could speak for herself and say, look, all these bruises, I was beaten by the escorts. Why do they have to beat up people? Why do they have to force people to go back home when they are in fear? That's not it. We are just not treated like human beings. I'm just not happy about the whole thing. It's not fair, honestly. They should change the whole thing. They should just change the whole system. And this thing of tagging us, why should we be tagged? They already have our names in the system. Why should we be the victims? There's hundreds of people on the streets there that they don't know of. So why don't they go after them and leave us alone? Because we're already in the system. We report. So why don't they leave us alone?
Several generations, always on the look for work, traveling across the earth. But maybe now we've found our place. Maybe they'll accept our face. Maybe they'll respect our rights. Or maybe we'll still have to fight. Immigration. Immigration. Heal our nation.